Saddle, sleigh. Saddle, sleigh. All day. Saddle, sleigh. Saddle, sleigh. Hey!
Hello, you guys!
Hey, hey, welcome.
Welcome back to Saddle Sleigh Podcast. I'm Tiffany Chanel.
I'm Janae Denise.
And we are Saddle Sleigh.
Clink, clink, clink.
We actually have real wine glasses, too. That was really on point.
That little clink was on point. The clink was ready.
It was on point.
She was ready. Well, we only drink out of real wine glasses.
Oh yes, it's not right if you don't have real wine glasses. I mean, you know, putting it in little paper cups.
And, what are we, five?
And water
college
glasses.
Students.
You know, the red cups. We don't need those anymore.
No more red solo
cups.
We
should be in a better place
unless
now.
You're playing FIP cup. I'm with it.
Unless you're playing this little game, but we should be at a point now in our lives.
You shouldn't be playing flip cup.
We should be having some wine glasses.
Today's drink of the day.
Okay, what is this?
Dawn Simmons Sangria Premium Fizzy. It comes in a really beautiful bottle.
It really is. Like, is that why you got it? Because of the bottle?
Yeah. And because I like sangria.
Yeah.
And you like sangria, so I figured why not.
Yeah, what about that red tip? The reds.
I know. I thought of you because, you know, I'm all for the white.
You
so I was like, might as well.
Thank you for thinking of me.
You know, you walks, whatever.
So, yeah, so it's cute. And we are also eating those something. We have some guac and some salsa. You know, we are on our Mexicana tip.
Okay, we are on our Mexicana.
And this is perfect because it is.
For Hispanic Heritage
Month. It is.
Yes.
And, hey, we all about it. And independence, we all about y'all independence.
Yeah.
We're all about y'all Mexican independence. So shout out to the Mexicanos and the Mexicanas.
Viva la Mexico.
Okay, and the mamacitas out there.
We're for it.
Okay.
Love Mexican culture. Love the food. Love the people.
Yes.
So shout out to Madrona.
Oh, what up,
that's my dog.
All right, so we're going to, first thing, before we get into entertainment news, like we always do, how was your week?
I like it was just really busy, like, because I'm planning a festival for Hispanic Heritage. I'm, like, trying to get that together. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, in this wing of work. And I'm doing for my pole class, we're doing a Beyonce series. Shout out to
Joanna. Oh, girl, did I tell you that I'm going to the concert?
To Beyonce's?
On the Run tour.
On
the Run. Girl. I got it for a reasonable price, too.
What?
I always was told.
Samantha's going, too.
I always was told, it's best to get your tickets the day of or, like, the day before or something. Because you can always
them last
find
minute.
Them last minute. Because
they just
want to
get them tickets off.
Because they want to just get them out.
Yeah.
You can always get yourself a good deal. Don't got to rush no more and pre-order. You don't got to always
well,
do that.
Well, depends on where you're trying to sit, too, though.
Every time I did it that way, I'd be finding some good seats. Like, we and some of our seats that we got.
Okay.
And we didn't pay no $200 for it.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Enjoy. Maybe you'll see Sam there.
Sam who?
Samantha.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, my week was eventful.
Tell me more.
It's always eventful, you know. It's just my kids, you know, they're a little more hood
than what you're used to.
You know, they're pretty hood, and so it's just a different environment, and it also is a little sad because you can just tell they're a product of their environment.
Mm.
You know, so it's like you're just trying to break through so much in building a relationship with them that it's just. Hot. So it was eventful though. It was definitely you know, some of the toughest kids that you'd be like, why are they this way? It's just surprising how much of a heart they actually really have when you get to know them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been fun though. It's definitely been fun and I've definitely been having a good time. So we'll see how things go in the next couple of weeks, because you know that can always change.
Right, but relationships, I think, with kids take time to set the trust you.
Unless they trust you, it's all.
You're in.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about Miss Aretha,
the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Queen
of Soul. Find out what it means to me. Okay.
Okay.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Okay. But our queen, she has. Okay, sis.
No, but them funeral programs, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, shout out to her children because they really did it up for their mother. They laid her to rest like the true diva queen that she would have wanted to be. Like,
so her feet crossed in the casket.
Yeah, they did cross her feet. You know, some people were upset about that. Some people didn't like that.
I was here for it.
People was like, oh, that's doing too much.
Gucci me down. Put my Louis Vuittons on.
That's how she would have wanted it. That's how she would have wanted it.
Don't have me up here looking, diva. Looking gray and
we
dried
know
up.
Miss Aretha was a diva. Yeah. We know.
I was here for it.
So, but you know, she had two. Well, really, it was one funeral that just was private because of the family and friends, and then she had another quote unquote concert. Because I don't think that was really a funeral. That was 6 hours. So was something.
The pastor said, you know, we can't, this is the Queen of Soul. We ain't going to do this in no 2 hours.
And they wasn't lying.
Okay.
They was not lying. They had gave her
that choir word.
And it was actually really nice. It was really nice how it was put together. You know, the second part was really for her fans. So it was nice how they orchestrated it, and just the things that people had to say, the speeches, the music. It was good. Beautiful. Except where a lot of people didn't like the fact that Ariana Grande was a performer there.
I didn't even have a problem with that. She could sing. A lot of people were mad for no reason about that.
Well, because they said that, you know, Aretha's known for being the queen of soul. Ariana's voice is not soulful. It's a nice voice.
It gives Mariah vibes.
It's
though.
Mariah Carey vibes, but you know Mariah's soprano. You know, it's not
soul
like
soul is an alto. Soul,
you know, soul is more like an alto. You kind of lean into the bass. You know,
lean into that tenor.
You know, that's it. But
that girl can sing. Give her her roses. Give her her respect. She can sing.
She's not a natural woman though. Mm. Yeah, I wish she didn't pick that song because she really can kill. Well, then that was another thing. The dress,
misogyny, yes, blah 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 blah. But it's just like time and place.
Like, where were you going?
I would never wear a dress that short to church, period, let alone a funeral.
And my thing is, even if you don't believe in it, like, even if you know you're not a church person or whatever,
you go in a Catholic church, you go in a Muslim
temple. Out of respect
temple.
For the fact that it's their religion and they have certain practices and beliefs, you should respect and come appropriately. So you were
disrespectful.
You know, you were in, even if you don't consider yourself a Christian, because that was like a Baptist church, I believe. You still know enough
you
to know
to other people's
you don't
traditions.
Come to someone else's church dressed that way. Like, I can't see
if it was
you
mosque,
saying,
if it was temple,
I can't
was a,
see her
a
saying
cathedral.
Like, oh, I didn't know that you can't do. Like, I can't see that
time and place.
So come on, out of respect, you should.
And then the shoes made it even shorter. It's just like, come on, girl. That just was not. I wasn't here for the pastor. It kind of like saddened me that he was like kind of grabbing on her like that and.
I hated that they zoomed in on that because we already have enough that we have to freaking prove about ourselves and our culture, but we don't need to be dealing with no extra stuff that takes us away from who we are. Yeah.
But then this is an example. It just makes me kind of sad because it's like, this is why people stray away from the church. And it's
exactly.
Like, you should be trying to bring them in, but then you're doing that. And it's just like, kind of like an embarrassment that he did that. Like, come on.
Yeah. And issuing an apology is like,
you are a man of God. Like, you cannot be out here in these streets like this. You cannot.
Especially at Aretha funeral. Like, come on. You know he's going to be on TV.
You have one job. You have one.
Just disrespectful. So, but anyway, enough about that because that was just a mess. But it was nice. It was 6 hours long.
It was
a show. I didn't watch it because, of course, I was at work.
Clips.
But, you know, I heard it was very, very long. So, you know, rest in peace, Miss Aretha Franklin.
The true queen of soul.
We, you know, you will definitely be missed.
We about to throw them both.
Yeah. We about to swing them things. We about to swing them things.
We about to throw them both. It's about to be
a what?
Girl fight. So, that used to be a bop.
It used to be a little bop. But now she has the crazy.
It used to have me ready to bob and weave.
With the motion.
I was ready. She ready. No, but she's acting a straight ass fool on Love & Hip Hop.
We don't know who we're talking about. Oh, you're talking about
Brooke. You said she's acting crazy. Now she went from girl fights to acting the straight ass.
But you know that stuff is staged now, so I can't really believe it. But my thing is, why would you want to be presented?
I don't care
way.
How much Mona was talking about. I'd be like, look, Mona, that's
why
not
you
want to
put me out there like that? Because a lot of that stuff is staged. But at the same time,
I think some of these reactions are real.
But my thing. Yeah, but it's still staged. Like, they set it up. They set it up, where you going to meet this person at.
And they'll even say, like, this is a topic we want y'all to discuss. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's clear. And then you have these personalities that are thirsty for being on television. Like, since we're talking about Love & Hip Hop, I do believe Tierra Marie is not completely innocent in that whole situation. I also think that, what's his name, Safari did not fuck. What's that girl?
Lyrica.
I think he sent a dick pic.
So A-Wan been really trying to prove that he a man season. The way he been jumping and trying to fight.
Ray took me out.
He said, y'all not gonna keep talking about my pearls and my black nail polish. I'm gonna show y'all I'm a man. Like, he been getting bucked and fighting and everything.
What took me out though was like when Ray J was like, it ain't nothing for like a friendly fade. Like, we could fade right now. Like, in your little, in your church suit on, Ray J. Your tight ass suit on, Ray J.
He got on my nerve trying to act like he was so big in bed with his church suit on. And
you looking like you about to take the collection.
He all slow motion with it, like, oh, can we put this down? Come on.
Because you know security right there.
You know that. And you trying to see.
But no, anyone trying to run across the table ticked me out too. Like, why?
Why you gonna be so extra? You know you're not gonna get to him.
And then security just snatches at politely snatches at
him. So why?
I wish he would take them braids out, the little plaits out. That looks crazy. But why did Lyrica say his dreads were fake? When they got into a fight, she was like,
with them roots showing?
He was like, oh yeah, this fake about you. And she was like, everything fake about you, your dreads fake. I said, oh. Anyway,
now she's pregnant, so
we can way off time.
We are.
All right, so the girl, it's about to be a little girl fight.
She don't talk in her mess. All around town making me stress. So if you don't know who we're talking about, I'm pretty sure I know who we're talking about.
Because it's been said a billion times.
Nicki and Cardi B. So Nicki and Cardi B crossed paths as New York Fashion Week, during New York Fashion Week.
Cardi said it sounds
at an event. And Cardi pretty much did what she would do in any other setting.
Hood code violation. Say on site means just that, on site.
Had pretty much reached her limit there at that time and crossed paths and said, going to call you to the floor because I've had enough, bitch. Know.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this and I'm sick of you. So, so it was a little running. No, Cardi.
I mean, I'm sorry. Cardi threw a shoe.
Cardi said that. Nikki so hit. Allegedly. Cardi is saying that Nicki Minaj has been saying some things in reference to her baby girl culture. So that was what really was the icing on the cake. And Cardi B came out with a statement saying pretty much a lot of artists have been saying about Nicki is that she just tries to block people shine. She blocked people from getting money, blocked people from shows, and just really blocked women from getting anywhere farther in their career because she wants to be like the main one on top. And she's like, I've been letting you slide. She said, I've even approached you twice and you talk a whole different tune. And then
the plea every time I talk to you.
Right, cop the plea and stuff. And then now you want to take it there. I've been ignoring that, but now you want to take it there and talk about my baby. And Cardi also just had a baby, so she could be going through postpartum, and that stuff is real. Like, listen, women.
I also think Cardi is. Cardi is also very easily like feathers ruffled too, and then she's like a very hood chick. So it's how many times am I gonna tell you? I've already talked to you twice, and you're trying to stop my bags and fuck up my money and fuck up my relationships with people. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things to, like, unpack. I think Cardi was wrong for running up on her at that event at that time. Like, let it go. Because Nicki would have been so bothered if she would have blew her a kiss and, like, Onika, beautiful gown, and kept it moving. Or she would have acted like that bitch didn't exist. Right. Nicki is so paranoid and so insecure that, you know.
The thing is, I'm mad at both ladies. Because
both of them are wrong.
Because Nicki, first of all, Nicki is about 10 or so years older than Cardi B. And I feel like she should be way more mature about the situation. You know, people feel like she's being mature because she didn't necessarily jump back or bark back or whatever.
Because she probably knew she couldn't win.
I feel like what would be mature is how she's been going about this whole thing with Cardi B to begin with. Okay. Yeah. You know, like,
so that whole motorsport bullshit.
Nicki was definitely showing everybody how much of a diva she is. Right. And so I think that Nicki was wrong for that. And I also think that Cardi B, you know, is wrong for acting out at that giving point. And I get it. You know, everyone loves Cardi B. And everyone loves her for who she is. And she has never denied the fact that she is from the hood. She ghetto. She's ratchet. And that, like, she does have no problem doing her thing, regardless of what anybody has to say. So she does not care that she did what she did in front of a white event, is what she would pretty much say. She doesn't care.
But then white people probably snorting coke and doing all kind of crazy shit.
But I think what bothers me is that
I don't like to see two women battling out
like this when there is room for us all. And I really think Nicki is the culprit in trying to just devour other women and not allow other women to shine. Like, I don't feel like she's receptive to that.
Oh, she's for sure not.
And so, because of that,
she wants to be the only girl out here getting booked and busy.
Which I don't understand. Why can't everybody? Yeah. Like,
there's enough room for everybody.
There's Beyonce and then there's Rihanna.
Both equally bad. Both equally, like, music, both equally popping.
There's a lot of artists out here who's doing their thing and coming up. And Rihanna,
Beyonce collab would be lit.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It would be.
Put that out
there.
Hopefully
they could. But yeah, so I think that this is sad. I think that, you know, if Meek and Drake can seem to, and that's what I really love to see. Yeah. That's what I really love to see. And you know, although this Nicki and Cardi B thing happened right not too long after that, I think it was after that, Meek and Drake made squash up beef. And squash beef. And if they can do that, especially if me can do it, because the way that Drake
was bodied
came for him.
And that back to back. And then had all that. Didn't I win a Grammy too? So
the way that Drake was able to get Meek.
He like finished that.
That's day. Big for Meek to be able to squash all of this and say, hey, it's whatever. Because they were actually pretty good friends before all of that happened. So, Nicki and Cardi, I don't know if Nicki has
to mature to do that.
They both have to mature.
No,
because
for sure.
Cardi can't handle fame. Cardi and I've said that earlier.
And we've said that.
Yeah.
It's like hard to want to see her, like, to root for her, because it's like, we all want to see you win, but you don't understand that, like, you're not the same regular degler bitch. Like, you actually have shit to lose.
You do.
And you should have friends around you that have shit to lose, too, so they can encourage you, like, girl, you probably shouldn't do that. You probably shouldn't go there. You probably shouldn't X, Y, Z, because you have shit to lose.
You do. And I just think that Cardi was doing good with not being, you know, entertaining too much stuff and just kind of, like, posting little things about her being a mom. So, like, just go back to that and relax. That's it. And Nicki, I just hope that you could just be mature about it, and just both y'all could just be mature and just kind of let this go, and just let everybody shine. It's enough room. So But now, leaving that and going on to some unfortunate news, the rapper Mac Miller has passed away from a drug overdose.
Oh. Which is so sad to me. I have been re-listening to his Divine Feminine album. Like, mm-hmm. this is such a good album. Like, I really like the way he mixed like jazz and like rap, like Stay, Skin, Cinderella. Like, that was a really, really good album.
Yeah. See, I don't know too much of Mac Miller's music. I only got hip to him really when he did the song with Ariana Grande. That's another thing too. It was like people were blaming Ariana Grande for his because death. They
broke up, and like that is.
And I just some of these fans are sick. What is wrong with people? Why do y'all do and say such things?
I don't understand like stan culture though. Like why, like the taking it too far. Like you have time in your day to go to people's Instagrams and Twitters and troll them and talk shit. Like I just do not have time or energy. I do not care that much.
Yeah, I don't understand. But I think that's wrong. People should stop. But yeah, it is very unfortunate. And this is just really like just a PSA, especially to young people out here. Guys, please do not get caught up into this new thing where it's okay to just be doing all types of drugs out here. Because never I know when I was growing up, and I'm not even that old, but when I was growing up and like high school and stuff, like people who were doing certain drugs, it was like, oh my gosh, like it was like the worst thing ever to like be doing certain drugs. It was like so disgusting.
But I think in the celebrity industry, it's just different.
And then it's like now young people now, just normal people, not even in the industry or anything. These just young teenagers out here are really getting caught up real early into popping perks and doing all these things. And the music doesn't really help and make it better at all. And it's like these kids don't do their research. I'm sure if a lot of these kids, they research and research what these type of drugs can do to you, can do to them, I feel like they wouldn't be so quick to do it. But because they're hearing it in songs and stuff, it's just like, now it's cool. So it's just like, I don't know.
These new age kids are something different.
Just say no to drugs. But RIP to Mac Miller. And
I pray that his family has
parts. We definitely send prayers as well. So let's get into our topic. So the first topic is, could you date a man in a wheelchair?
Yes. So, okay. So what was the not last Mardi Gras, the Mardi Gras before, like, I saw this really fine ass nigga in the wheelchair. And so I'm like, Elise, like, I'm gonna dance next to him. Like, well, first, okay, let me not lie. Like, we kind of stalked him down Bourbon for a little while. And then, like, he, like, stopped in front of, like, a bar with his homies and stuff. And, like, the bar is playing, like, really good music. And I was, like, twerking all, like, ooh, being all extra, hair flip. You know, ooh, just doing the most. You know how girls, like, you try to be seen. You kind of, like, toss your hand, like, in his direction. Just doing the fucking most. And so it was funny because, like, he ended up, like, rolling over to me and talking to me. And, like, we exchanged numbers and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm actually going to talk to him, especially the dick work. But,
oh, my gosh. Excuse me. I don't talk to you later.
But, no, like, we started talking to each other. And he lives in a different city. He lives in, like, Mississippi or something.
All Mississippi guys be real nice.
But Mississippi, Texas, like, come on, it's fire.
Oh, Mississippi, Texas.
No, Mississippi, like, Mississippi.
Why you say Mississippi, Texas?
Mississippi, Texas, they're not close to each other.
Oh, that sounds like Mississippi, Texas.
No. No, you know, it's far. So I was like, no, that's not going to work.
And I've then been seeing, like, some fine men and some wheelchairs. I just saw two on Instagram not too long ago. I was like, oh. It also makes me sad, too, because most of the time, it's always over in some capacity related to violence.
Yeah, he had got shot in the back.
It's like, that's oh my gosh, like why? Why do we have to do this to each other to the point where we now are like suffering the consequences by,
right,
you know, being in positions where you're either in jail or you either be shot and paralyzed. Right.
But I have no idea if like the penis actually worked because I never found out. But I mean, I'm kind of curious. That would be the only indicator that I would say no.
One cute guy in the wheelchair said it's his legs that don't work.
Everything else
that he
work.
Don't feel. That's what he said. He said it's his legs that he don't feel.
And everything right else work. I don't have no problem. Will on over here.
Listen, that guy, this Shorty
will my way.
And you know, they be built and stuff because they already upper body strength. They already got that from moving. That's their, okay, you know, that's their legs and their feet. But then they be in maneuver the gym. I haven't seen them in the gym. They be buff. They tatted.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, would you really date a man in a wheelchair?
I honestly would.
Okay.
I was going to talk to him, but like he lived in a different state, so
wow,
like there's no,
that's what's, I've never been in a position like that before, but I have
nigga
seen,
was fine.
I've seen
sport.
Some fine men in a wheelchair recently. I'm like, oh that's what sounds so superficial.
It is superficial, but
no.
Like if you're a really good dude and your penis works,
you know what? But most of the time that's not the case though. It doesn't.
So I mean, what's the problem? So you can't run around or whatever, but
no, the head game just don't be on point. And sometimes that's just
good. You know.
You can just do that. I mean, that's fine. I'll be good. So yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Make a nigga happy.
Okay, cool.
I'm, you know.
Okay. Well, but could you date a broke man?
It depends on the situation.
Well, okay, so he has a job, but it's just not a well-paying job. But he does have a job, and he does have his own things as far as, like, his own place and his own car. But he's kind of, like, on a fixed income. Like, he doesn't make that much. So he doesn't really, you know, have money to do any extracurricular activities.
I definitely would. I feel like there's a bunch of free things that we could do. Like, church is free.
Yes, yes, praise him.
Praise him, it's praise free. Praise his name. Going to a party.
And they be
free.
Having events and stuff at the church and stuff too.
Like,
that'd be free.
There's all kinds of like mm-hmm. little festivals and things that actually don't cost anything. So you're just going to have to figure out things that are free because you don't
but
have
would you do
them.
That for the rest of your life though?
Not just for start. The rest of my life. But if like it's a couple months, I wouldn't mind.
A couple months?
Because you taking care of yourself, like I'm not, you're not asking me for any money.
Yeah, now. But what if he was? What if he, you know, was kind of asking you for a couple dollars here and there for stuff? Mm-hmm. Just saying. Like he make the money, he could pay his bills, but he might run short sometime. And
like how much are we talking short? Like $50?
It depends. He may run 50, then it may be 200. Who knows? Does he just run short?
200 is a little deep. Like I don't want to be in a situation where I'm really even giving you money because money can make things like if you don't repay me in a certain amount of time, I'm gonna be feeling some type.
I feel like you know at least you should be at least man enough. I feel like as a man, you will want to say, I'm gonna pay you back or try to you know pay you back because you will feel like I don't want to take from my woman, so
right.
Let me make sure that you know she's good and so forth. But some men don't know. They don't care to ask you or tell you.
Every time you look at me, you should feel bad that you don't borrow $100 from me, $200 from me, and you ain't paid me back.
Woo.
But you want some pussy, but you ain't paid me back.
Mm.
That's deep.
Mm.
I don't have no problem if you are able to take care of yourself. I don't even have a problem with like if it's real serious. You don't have nothing. Like, you don't have gas, but, like, you paid all your bills, but you don't have gas and food, whatever, to take you over. But you need $50.
I had a boyfriend where, you know, it was, like, similar. And there was, like, one time, like, I guess after paying for everything, he couldn't afford to put, like, you know, gas in his car. And so he asked for $40. So I gave him $40. you know, so he can get to and from work and stuff like that. Because, like, I legit knew that he was, like, working and stuff. Wasn't, like,
yeah,
you know, and I knew that he was trying
to. And we're also supposed to be friends, too, right? Like, if I'm in a relationship with you, like, I want you to be my friend. So, as a friend, you should be able to spot me, and I should be able to spot you. But, like, if it's a dependent type situation, like, you're dependent on me to pay this, or you're dependent on me to give you 100 here, 100 there. No.
Well, this modern day age, a lot of people feel like times and gender roles have changed.
They have.
And so, you know, some people are not looking at it as if, like, the woman, you know, makes more money and the man doesn't, that the man should still have to hold down the household. Some people feel like, hey, if the woman can do it and she makes more, then hey.
Oh, we've talked about that before. Like, I feel like if I make significantly more than you, like, it wouldn't make sense for you to be paying the mortgage and I'm making $20,000, $40,000 more than you. But if we're just dating, like, I could deal with you being broke for a certain amount of time. I could deal with you being broke, but you have shit, like, coming down the pipeline. Like, if you're broke, but you don't have, like, any type of thing set up for you to not be broke, and then you have the audacity to always be asking me for something, that might be a different story. What about you, though?
I mean, I just feel like you should be striving and working towards something. Like, I feel like this is not your end goal. You know, everybody has goals. So I definitely feel like you should be having a plan and following through with that plan so that you can get better for yourself. And it's not even just so much for me. It's more so for yourself, because I know nobody don't want to have to struggle if they don't have to.
Right.
So, you know, if there's ways to get more money and there's things that you can do to achieve more, you would. I would feel like you would, because you don't want to live this way with struggling.
Right.
So you should be, you know, doing something and figuring out a plan. So I definitely think you should set goals for yourself, and I don't think it should be long. It shouldn't take long to kind of capitalize on what you need to capitalize on and make more money.
What if he was like an up and coming rapper that still lived at home, but was super in love with you and, like, did everything right? He just couldn't take you anywhere or, like, buy you anything.
I think it depends on where you at, because some of these up-and-coming rappers be having money. Houston is so big. Like, you can just be hearing just a Houston rapper out here, only known in Houston, and be famous, make good money. Because Houston's so big and so many people.
Right. But let's say he's not big, he's not making money. Would you fuck with it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want us to both be struck. It depends. I guess it depends on how much I believe in him. If I really believe that he got some real talent and that he really can really go places, then, you know, I think it would be different for me then. But if I really feel like, no, I really don't think that he's going to go anywhere.
Not gonna make it beyond
I just think that this is not going to be it for you. Or I may just be like, listen, how about you just do this on the side and see what happens with this rat thing? Like, you know, that's different.
So I dated this guy my senior year of college. And this is the mama's boy. And he really thought he could rap. Like, really, really thought he was, like, the next Kendrick Lamar or Drake or, like, just, like, another big household name. But he was actually garbage. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he, his mom was paying all his bills and stuff. And so he was struggling because he, you know, mom was paying the bills. So, he, like, hustled up money to get into a studio session and shit. It was, like, $40 an hour for the session. And he made his own beat. The beat was decent. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you could probably...
I don't know. What was...
I mean, it was like...
What is it? What are you saying?
It was trash. Okay, the beat was trash.
Okay. Fuck. You was the hard trying to, like, go around it. Like,
you know, the beat was also trash.
You know. I don't know. You tell me.
The beat was trash as well.
Okay.
Me and the sound engineer are, like, sitting there, and I just... Like,
not the sound engineer.
He went to the studio.
And so, but the sound engineer was even dialed. Normally.
No, we kind of looked at each other and I was looking at him like, nigga, you know you just getting this nigga money. Like, you know this self.
I'll be the same way. And he was, I'll give you exactly what you want to be. Okay.
He said, regardless. He said, he paid $40. I'm going to get this back. I'm going to get this back. What I got to
do. I'm going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Sure. As long as that check clear, you give me what I need, my cash, whatever.
It was bad. Then he tried to ask me for $20 to extend the session. And I was like, so I have to pay for gas. So
you ain't give him the
20. I surely didn't, because I didn't.
Now
feel
come
like,
on, you ain't had the 20. He said I only budget for this amount.
I just, and I also was ready to leave, so I didn't feel like I was about to pay like for to sit and be tortured for another hour. It was so bad.
Oh man, yeah. See, stuff like that. It's just kind of like, no, I don't. But I feel like everybody should be encouraged and should always strive to be their best in whatever. And you should always strive for more.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Like, that just wasn't for you.
It's not for you. And just accept it for what it is. It's okay. So, yeah. But, so, skirt, skirt.
Are we pulling up? What's happening?
Are we going to pull up? So this is a question you're going to ask yourself. Keep this question to yourself.
Okay. Boom.
Okay. Will you pull up if... That's what you're keeping in your head.
Okay. Got it in my head. Will you pull up if... Go.
Will you pull up if you have been dating this guy? Mm-hmm. Now, when y'all first started talking and everything, it was just fun. It was just sex. No strings attached, but y'all were always real, real cool. Y'all always, you know, talk and so forth. You knew that he had, you know, a girl in his life. Not necessarily a girlfriend.
This would never be my situation, but okay.
Not necessarily a girlfriend, but, you know, a girl that he was also seeing and stuff. Yeah.
And that's just seeing me.
Right. Because it was just fun for y'all at first. Like, y'all was friends. It was just fun. Mm. And you really wasn't thinking about nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all just, that's all it was. Right. But now it's been a couple of years. And you're at the point where you're actually, like, feeling them and really, like, growing emotionally, getting emotionally involved with them. And so now you're at a point where you're like, well, I actually want to see if we can take this to the next level. If this is something that we can, you know, take off with and possibly be in a relationship and stuff. And he's like, oh, you know, well, you know, kind of beating around the bush, but, you know, whatever. And then 2 weeks later, you see him propose to another woman. Are you going to pull up?
I'm pulling up.
On him? To I'm see what's good. Molly, what's good?
Right, she had all that energy for Molly.
Molly was good.
Didn't have none of that energy for Cardi. There's no way in the world, like, I'm pulling it. Because first of all, homegirl probably doesn't know nothing about me. And, like, she's out here thinking it's the best day of her life. Like, she's getting engaged and shit. But, like, meanwhile, you have
now,
me in the background.
Now, them two have broken
time.
Up. Now, I think she did know, because they've been on kind of on and off. They were on and off for a little bit.
No, I'm so sorry, so. If that was me and you've proposed to me, but, like, you have been knocking off other bitches behind my back, like, I want to know that.
Well, she knew of her, though. She lived in a different state.
If I'm the fiancé, so fiancé knew about the other girl?
Well, I don't know about fiancé, but fiancé knew that he was having his moments, because they used to be back and forth. They would break up sometimes. But I don't think he knew about this, you know, as much as he been messing with the other girl.
No, I'm pulling it.
And they did just have a conversation about it, and he was like, yeah,
I'm
you know,
posted
I'm telling
on
you.
Facebook and tagging
and
her.
Then 2 weeks later, he proposed. She finds out he proposed to
like,
this girl.
As a woman, like you know, those woman-to-woman conversation, bullshit-ass conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was me, though, I genuinely would want to know if, like, you had been dealing with someone else 2 weeks before,
like,
you proposed
to me. Propose.
Yeah,
this
come
is
on. That's
this
trash.
Is...
Sometimes a man can be trash. So y'all niggas need to do better. Like, come on.
You know, now, so this really happened, y'all. This really happened in real life. And so, you know, the question was, well, did you know that he, like, did he ever say he had a girlfriend, anything like that? never came about. So I don't know. I definitely think that this is messy.
Are you pulling up? Y'all crazy asses pulling up.
I do think I deserve an explanation. And I don't want to say I have to pull up on you. I won't pull up on you if I can get in contact with you on the phone and you talk to me on the phone and tell me what's going on. But if you try to...
I deserve an explanation.
If you try to ignore me... Like, if you try to ignore me and I'm calling, you try to ignore me, you don't want to talk to me or whatever, then I'm going to pull up. Now you're really trying it. And so I'm going to pull up on you now. And you're going to give me explanation to my face. Especially if I just had a conversation with you a couple of weeks ago, talking about us going to the next level and so forth, and you go and propose, you should have told me that you were that deeply involved. Like, I knew of her, but you didn't present it as if this is a girl that you are
with. Of course they're not going to present it.
You know? But now you're going to go and propose to her?
Yeah, that's trash.
So, speaking of relationships, now we're going to a deeper relationship, such as husband and wife.
The altar in your white dress.
It's our anniversary. Made for you and me. Do you know what today is?
It's our anniversary.
It's our special day.
Made for you and me.
So, if
Victoria won't be a secret,
and at the end of the day,
it's their anniversary.
Anniversary. Okay. don't keep it.
Last forever.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, all right. So, we ain't gonna never get into this. All right, so, would you stay with your husband if you found out that he slept with over 300 women since y'all been together, over 50 women during your marriage?
Fuck no.
Would you stay?
Fuck no.
First of all, who keeps count like that? What the hell? You like, really kept count of these kids?
How old
kids?
Are you?
Of these kids.
You probably got some kids if you fucking 300 different people.
I mean, I'm just saying.
300 people is just a lot of people. And, like, you were married. So, like, you stepped out on me over 300 times. Like, that's just assuming that he has sex with each one of these.
So, you know, this topic is coming from Brandy Maxwell. She was on the show Basketball Wives, and she had recently went on Ayala.
Whatever.
Fix My Life. Maybe. You know how she be, you know, coaching and trying to help people.
Fake therapy. Like, there's no
she
way
never
in the world.
Went to school or anything for it. So it's just.
Why are y'all kinda, allowing her
like,
to,
no
like,
shade to her, but I'm just saying, like.
No, but shade. Like, oh, why are y'all, like, therapy is a serious thing, and y'all kind of making a mockery of the shit.
And then the activity she be coming up with was something. It's just and trash. Like, and she be really.
I mean,
like,
it's good TV. We're here for the trash,
she
but like,
be
come
really.
On,
and then, like, she
therapy.
Be saying something. I'm sorry. Sometimes
like,
it be
like,
off
she be
the
acting
wall.
Like it's a word.
Sometimes
a
it be off the wall.
A lifestyle.
But anyway, Brandy went on there with her husband because she was really, I guess, just trying to seek healing and get wisdom and get some therapy.
To a fake therapist.
About
on national
saving
television.
Her marriage. And so. You know, of course, you know, you pretty much tell your deepest secrets, toughest secrets when you're on air and you're trying to heal. And so he came out and said that he has slept with over 341 women, I think he believed he
41?
Said. 41? Yeah, that's what it was reported said. But he told his wife, Brandy, that during their marriage, it was 8. Now, honestly, I feel like eight was enough.
One is
to walk away. I feel like one is already a bit of a stretch. But if you get past that first time and do it again, I just can't see myself going back down that road.
This is habitual.
So 8 times would have been enough to say goodbye. And y'all gonna say, what difference does it make about the number? What do you mean, what difference does it make about the number?
These are. Like, you're exposing me to diseases,
like,
and, like,
so
you don't give a
Brandy,
fuck about me.
People were talking about that. Brandy
had
cervical cancer. So some people are like, hey, all the women he done slept with, he could be the cause of why she has cervical cancer.
Wow.
So it's just a lot. And I honestly, Brady did put out a statement.
Didn't she have cancer while they were married though?
Yeah. Like, and so happened was they were engaged and she had cervical cancer. And she said the reason why she went on to marry him was because of how supportive he was. Cause he really was supportive. You know, he was in the NBA at that time. And he was really supportive with shaving his head bald.
But she knocked other bitches down while I'm going
to. But she really, you know, didn't know it or focus on it at the time. She just looked at how much he was there for her. And she said he was supporting her and uplifting her during her darkest moment. And still
cheating on her.
So that's why she married him. And yeah, I think it's a problem. I think at that point he's a sex addict or something because
that's just so like that's just so.
And who keeps count like that of how many women like really you're like, really counting you're really putting it in a book or something like
why are you
of every woman that you then mess with?
Yeah,
but yeah, I also think it's just very unsafe. So you know,
it's like you're putting her body in jeopardy and stuff, and then it's like. Both your bodies. And it's also just like blatant just disrespect for her as like a human being, not even like in your wife. Like, no, 8 times is absurd and I'd be ready to step off 8, but like 350 women? No. Yeah. I actually have to go.
Yeah.
During our marriage too? No.
Yeah. And then it was like, you already did it prior to us getting married. Didn't we get married? And it was an and over I had 50 cancer?
Oh, no.
It's just a lot. So yeah. That's definitely sad.
I'm like not even for a divorce. Like I'm one of those people that's like work it out, go to therapy, like seek God, all of that, but like no, that many people, like, that's just a blatant disregard for me as a human being.
You don't care about
365 days in a year, so you essentially slept
with one woman a day. How was he doing all this? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you really was sleeping with a woman every day, I guess.
Like, how did you have time?
They've been together for 17 years, so I guess he was saying throughout the 17 years, it's been 341.
But most people don't even sleep with 30
and
people.
And 50 after they got married. Come on. Over 50 after they got married. So it's like, come on.
And he could be lowballing the numbers. How do you, I mean, he's a liar if he's a cheater also. So like, how can you trust him? That's just sad.
So, and they have a son. And she was so blessed and fortunate to still be able to conceive and have a child. But she went through a lot,
end up in like having fertility issues after like the radiation of chemo and stuff, so that's a blessing for sure. But like, no, there's just no way like you can actually keep it pushing. I have no desire to be able to do that's gonna do me like that.
So yes, guys, we love to hear from you all, so please feel free to write us at settledslavepodcast@gmail.com. You can email us pretty much whatever you want.
Yes, we want the diary, we want the tea.
Yes, if it's a question, advice.
Tell us about your annoying ass coworkers.
Anything your mad mama
that you can't stand. We're here
the
for
mama's boy.
Your frenemy.
Okay, y'all haters out there.
Yeah, haters, because everybody mad.
You know, feel free to write us.
We're here for
share,
it.
And share.
The messier, the better.
And guys, please subscribe to us. We're on SoundCloud.
Sure.
We just put in Settle Slang. We're also on Apple Podcasts as well. Please like us, please subscribe, rate us. And also check out our Instagram, settleslay_boop. So, yes.
Also, you can follow us on our personal ones as well.
You can.
Mine is Viva La Bombshell.
Okay.
You know,
got the
right
whole little smooth voice.
You know, my smooth.
Mine says,
operative voice.
Tiffany.
I feel like we should do the whole show.
My Instagram is Tiffany Chanel _.
Boom.
A mess. But yes, we would love to hear from you guys. So enjoy the rest of your week. And I'm Tiffany Chanel.
I'm Janae Denise.
And we are at Settle Slay.